This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We're a couple days from Halloween. It's a wacky week in the Bay Area and beyond in all of California. Because of the power shutoffs, et cetera. So fingers crossed, we're doing our Winchester Mystery House broadcast, our live Halloween broadcast this Thursday, 6 to 9 a.m. The Organic Coup is going to be bringing in breakfast, so that's hot and fresh while supplies last. Mm-hmm. And Psycho Donuts will also be dropping off some donuts there, which is very exciting. That was the first place we ever did our secret show years and years ago. So start your morning at San Jose's spookiest spot. There are costume rules and regulations.
415 says, wait a second. No clowns, no mask, no face paint. What the?
They have some very specific rules for what you can wear for a costume. So please go to RadioAlice.com. And if you were planning on doing a big elaborate costume, make sure it fits the parameters of what they're allowing there. They have some pretty specific guidelines that we are becoming privy to. So RadioAlice.com will have all that information for you. Speaking of holidays, Christmas. Oh, Christmas.
It's beginning to look a lot. Where is it, Bryn? There you go. Thank you. Christmas.
It really is right around the corner.
It is. Duh.
Creeps up on me every year. One of the big classics at Christmas time is Baby, It's Cold Outside. That's the date rape song. Basically, the guy's like, I'm not letting you leave, and I'm putting something in your drink.
One more drink,
and,
right.
Yeah, so because it's such a classic and everyone loves it so much, even though it's so wrong.
But for the record, I never paid attention to that song at all, and it wasn't until someone around here said that this guy is totally rapey that I went, oh.
Well, it is a creepy song, and then you pay attention to it and go, oh, yeah, there's some creepiness in there. So John Legend and Kelly Clarkson have recorded a new version of the holiday
classic. Did they change some of the words?
They changed quite a bit of the in fact, I'm going to read, I don't have it yet. It's going to be, let me see if it says where it's going to be. It's going to be on a deluxe edition of John's 2018 holiday album, A Legendary Christmas. So I don't, the fact that it's a 2018 holiday album means this is just an update to it, I guess. A Legendary Christmas, they're saying it's coming out on November 8th, so we'll have it in a couple weeks or a week or so. But here are some of the changes that they made. So, boy, I wish you would sing this with me.
Who, me?
Yeah. So you know how it goes back and forth, the dude and the girl. So Kelly's line is, what will my friends think? And John says, I think they should rejoice. Kelly says, if I have one more drink, John says, it's your body and your choice.
Oh, I am so with it.
Kelly says, I really can't stay. John says, baby, it's cold outside. Kelly, I've got to go away. John, I can call you a ride. Kelly, this evening has been... John, so glad you dropped in. Kelly, so very nice. John, time spent with you is paradise. My mother will start to worry. I'll call a car and tell him to hurry. So they've updated it. He's actually going to get her a ride home. He understands her need to leave.
That's great.
He certainly would never do anything to force her.
No.
Here's the original of that line here.
All right. Oh, you missed the next thing is say, what's in that drink? Yeah, you can't go anywhere, lady. You're trapped here with me, rapey guy.
Thanks.
It's called a roofie. They're new.
The date rape drug. So very nice. Hilarious,
well,
right?
Yeah, so that's good that they updated it. I mean, I didn't really care about that one in particular.
It's your body and your choice.
But, yeah, if it's rapey, people want it updated, then now they have another version.
Right, now they can. And it's with two of our best singers, John Legend and Kelly Clarkson.
Maybe they'll reboot Elf. Just because.
Maybe they will.
Of the song.
That was such a great scene.
Isn't that the scene?
It is the scene. He's in the room and she's taking a shower, I guess, at the department store. I'm not sure exactly how that works. But he's there waiting for Santa, of course. Elf is a great movie. Kanye West. One of the problems with being Kanye West is that when his St. Pablo tour blew up because he got checked into like some facility for 9 days because he was off his meds and went bananas, and his tour got canceled, the insurance company was like, what? No! What? We got to pay for all... What? So it's going to be difficult for him to get insurance for this new tour for Jesus is King, which he is saying is happening immediately. So TMZ looked into it. Can he find...
Oh, yeah, he'll find insurance. Someone will cover him.
They will. However, here is the caveat. So he's planning on his concert tour, taking this wildly popular Sunday service on the road, etc. The insurance to cover the disaster, if it strikes like it did 3 years ago, TMZ said they found plenty of places will take it, but we've contacted Kanye sources as well as sources in the insurance industry, and here's what TMZ is reporting. He can get his tour insured, but the insurance company will not cover any cancellations due to mental health issues. Kanye pulled the plug on the St. Pablo tour in November of 2016, hours before he was supposed to take the stage in L.A. He was hospitalized at UCLA for 9 days, treating pretty serious issues. Kanye, who has said in the past that he's bipolar, told TMZ at the time he was off his meds because they were making him feel bad. So given that backdrop, TMZ found that the major companies that insure concert tours would not cover hospitalization due to mental health issues or cancellations. It doesn't matter if he's taking meds or not. There would be no coverage for that.
I have to imagine that there are known alcoholic or addict musicians that have had similar issues getting insured where the company says, if that person falls off the wagon, they're not covered.
Yeah, we can't cover for that because that's, you know, we can cover for storm disasters or travel inconveniences.
They've probably dealt with things like this forever.
Right. They're saying basically the good news is he hasn't had a public episode in a while. I think the last one really was the TMZ thing. Was that last year?
It's so... I don't want to say weird. It's just interesting to see him now because I didn't know that... I was a fan of those early albums. They were really good, but I didn't know that he had this problem.
Right.
Or did it come on later in life?
You know, I don't know. And, you know, it seemed to really affect him when he lost his mom.
Exactly. That's what I was going to pinpoint.
And, you know, people who deal with it, I don't think they necessarily get better. Sometimes medication helps with that stuff. But he's also in a weird state. Like, he's surrounded by a different set of people than normal people are. You know, our friends will go, what are you doing? Or his friends are like, well, if I want to stay on the payroll, I'm not going to ask him that.
I don't know. I do know that I see pictures of him and his wife, and he has almost a frown while she's, like, mugging for the camera, and he's sort of somewhere else.
Right.
That's sad, really.
Do they have four kids now?
Three. Are they having another one, another surrogate?
I don't. Vaughn is telling me four. I don't know if the one that just came was the last one we heard about by surrogate.
Yeah, it says four.
They have
Saint
North.
Psalm, North, Psalm, and Chicago.
That's it.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, I wish him well because I don't like to see anyone suffering with that stuff. But man, some of the breakdowns he's had have just been spectacular. Just like, oh no. What's happening?
Well,
but
like
he's always
said,
been a volatile guy.
That thing at TMZ, you just wish someone would have said,
stop.
Cut the camera.
Turn the cameras off. This guy's having an episode.
He needs to be taken to the hospital, not put on TV.
Well, the problem is he had that episode at TMZ,
right.
And
no,
all
I'm,
they do is live for that.
They were, right. They were love it. That walked into their building
to have
and
a
performed
meltdown.
For them, right.
Kanye has been working on Jesus is King, this record that has more or less come out now. For quite a long time. In fact, Kenny G says they recorded their collaboration for the album back in February in a totally spontaneous and kind of romantic moment. So can I hear the Kenny G?
Kind of romantic.
That's what they're saying.
I'll let you listen to most of the song here. Let's just start with the song. It's pretty cool. I like it a lot.
Okay, this is just a new song off Jesus is King. What's it called?
This is called Use This Gospel. So a bunch of Oz.
Okay. Jump.
And it goes on. So the reason why I wanted you to listen to it is because the Kenny G part is just a solo, and it's really not...
So he just jumps in.
A collaboration. Yeah, he just jumps
okay.
in. I'll play it for you. It's nice.
How long does it go on for?
Let's see.
It's pretty. I mean...
Yeah, it's pretty.
Yeah.
20 more seconds of this.
How does it break? Does it keep going when they start the beat back up?
You know what? Let's see about that.
That's not my favorite horn sound. Is it yours?
No.
So that's, yeah.
Oh, so that's it. It's just an interlude. He basically stopped. He just made space in the recording and stuck it in there.
What horn does he play? Do you know?
The sax.
It's called the soprano sax, though. It's a straight one.
Yeah.
I don't like the sound of that.
Yeah. Anyway.
You know what? That could be like a clarinet. Who knows, though?
Yeah, that actually. That sounds sexy, yeah, I guess.
I guess so.
Very sexy. So, basically, this whole appearance on this album traces its roots back to the. We just did this the other day. The thing where for Valentine's Day, Kanye hired Kenny G to go stand in the empty room with all the flower stems in little glass jars at their empty house. So. The collaboration, shortly after Valentine's Day, Kanye invited him to the studio to listen to some of Yeezy's new music, and Kenny G says he told Kanye, oh my God, I'm hearing a sax solo that I can put in here. And they mic'd him up, and Kenny started playing.
Hmm. Cool.
And that was how it happened. It was kind of romantic. They had a moment together. It's very nice. So yesterday, there was a story about Lady Gaga's dress. Do you happen to remember Lady Gaga's periwinkle dress?
I do. Sort of that purple, off-the-shoulder, big,
right.
puffy,
big
sleeve,
puffy sleeves.
Long.
Right. Mm-hmm. And very long train. Mm-hmm. So she left it at the hotel where she was staying.
By accident.
I don't know if it was by accident or not, but it was a loaned gown from Valentino.
Easy come, easy go, guys.
I guess.
Yeah.
So a chambermaid.
Or she was hoping someone was going to pick it up from the company.
I'm sure, right.
Why would she bring it? Yeah.
I can't bring this thing. I don't have a chuck wagon to put this thing in. I just, you know, it's enormous. No one can even carry it. So she had taken
clean up.
Yeah,
I'm Gaga.
I'm Lady Gaga. This is not
the
on my to-do
over
list.
And I'm going home. Bye.
Right. I have people for this. So a chambermaid finds it as she's cleaning this. And it was in a separate room than the one that Gaga was like. It had its own room to itself. Mm-hmm. So the lady goes, oh, geez, they left this gigantic dress here. And I just saw it last night on the Golden Globes or wherever the hell it was. So she brings it down to the Lost and Found at the hotel. And it sits there for weeks, long enough.
Taking up the whole place.
I guess. So she gets it back. They go, nobody claimed it. It's yours. So she writes out a whole note, how she got it, how she found it, what she did to try to get rid of it. Mm-hmm. And she gave it to an auction house and they're going to auction it. So here's the update on that. Basically... Valentino house, the design house, finds out that it's there. And
they better let her have it.
Well, I'm not sure what's going to happen with it because there's a couple different things that TMZ is saying here.
You didn't even look for the thing.
I know.
And let the lady have it. It's right. going to change her life. It didn't mean anything to you.
Law enforcement sources told TMZ that someone from Valentino made an incident report with the Beverly Hills Police on Friday about the missing dress. The issue is being worked out between the hotel and designer. They say the dress will likely get yanked from the auction block. And then there was an update to that yesterday, it looks like. A rep for the auction house says the auction's going to continue as planned. They followed all the proper procedures in obtaining the dress. As far as they're concerned, unless something major happens... The opening bid is $8,000, and unless they yank it at the last minute, it's supposedly
so
going up. It is. It's an absolutely gorgeous dress. So, Star Wars.
Yeah.
It's a thing. People love it. Game of Thrones. It's a thing. People used to love it.
Meh.
D.B. Weiss and David Benioff, who now for, I think it was almost 2 years ago, we found out they were going to be directing the next trilogy. In fact, just a couple days ago, we were talking about how the first episode, the first of the new set of three installment was supposed to be something like 2022. They're out.
I'd have fired them, too.
They pulled out. Well, listen, after the cruddy job they did with Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
So they were supposed to usher in the post-Skywalker era of the Star Wars brand with a 2022 new start story that would take out, stake out a new frontier. They also have been talking about their historic deal with Netflix, which I want to say was like $200 million or some crazy amount. And they're saying now, oh, well, with this Netflix thing, we don't really have time for that anymore. Or maybe the Star Wars people are like, let's find a way to melt this down. Let's find a way to not do this.
I'll tell
pairing.
You what, on one hand, I could see why you'd want to do it. Star Wars is so important in the history of pop culture in America, if not the world. And yet that pressure would make it a project, especially when, like, look at Lucas made those films and people wrote, and it's his world. Like, that's why he sold it. You know, he just went, nah, I'm going to let someone else deal with this.
Take this.
Give me my $4 billion.
And I'm going to do other stuff.
Right.
Because I can't. I don't lie. I'm going to go home and play with my Star Wars action figures and make them do anything
I
give, want.
Was it J.J. Abrams that made the first one back?
Yeah.
I give him a lot of credit. There was a ton of pressure on that dude to perform and pull it off.
Well, and all he did was basically remake the first one we ever
saw.
You don't know what happened. I watched the show.
Anyway, the point is he had a lot of pressure on him and he did a good job.
And actually, the third installment of that series is out at Christmas time. So it looks like, I don't know if they'll just find someone else to step in and take over where D.B. Weiss and Benioff left off, or if they've done any work on it at all. Basically, they're saying, we love Star Wars. When George Lucas built it, he built us too. Getting to talk about Star Wars with him and the current Star Wars team was the thrill of a lifetime. We'll always be indebted to the saga that changed everything. But we're out of here. We got to go. We got this deal with Netflix.
So you think they were fired?
I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, it's possible they just went, we got all these other things in the hopper. And don't worry, there's plenty of other Star Wars stuff coming out.
How could you walk away from it if you're a filmmaker? It's either the pressure or you were fired.
Right. I know. It does seem like, it seems highly unlikely that it would be something that they would walk away from. Although maybe they feel like, God, we failed so hard at the Game of Thrones thing that we just can't, you know.
Or they don't
think. People will be judging this times 100.
Yeah, maybe they didn't think they failed, and to get that harsh reaction back probably was a cold splash of water.
Right.
But it looks like the Lucasfilm president, Kathleen Kennedy, is saying, we hope to include them in the journey moving forward.
Well, yeah, they are saying that.
So
that's an easy.
She said,
to,
David.
That's an easy sentence to add to
Dan
a press release.
Dan and David are incredible storytellers. We hope to include them in the journey forward when they're able to step away from their busy schedules to focus on Star Wars. She also said, don't worry, we have plenty of other Star Wars projects. The Rise of Skywalker in December. The Mandalorian, which is like apparently in 15 days or less than that even. November 12th, I think, is when Disney Plus hits your streaming availability.
Sounds right, yeah.
I know November 22nd is when Frozen 2 comes out. That's the only date of the month that I have memorized.
Mm. Oh, because you need to go to that?
You know I have to.
Yeah,
right?
You do.
They say, too, that there's a Ewan McGregor series. I thought he was on The Mandalorian. Anyway, he is...
Ewan McGregor's in Doctor Sleep.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. When did you see a date on that?
I didn't, but that's coming up.
Yeah, it's got to be.
There's ads are there for that.
Well, anyway, Ewan McGregor was on the Ellen show, and he is set to reprise his role. As Obi-Wan Kenobi. He played young Obi-Wan in the second trilogy.
She didn't ask for a kiss from him, too, did she?
I'm not seeing anything about that.
All right.
November 8th is the date, guys, for Dr. Sleep.
Oh, wow. Boy, that's right around the corner. Oh, I wonder if Hooman can... Oh, I think Hooman's out all next week.
He's out all the weeks. What are you talking
about? But I mean all next week. He's going... You know that little girl that has cancer that he's taking care of? On top of all his other stuff that he's got going on? Because he has to go to New York with her. So... Obi-Wan Kenobi, Ewan McGregor playing Obi-Wan, is coming up in this Disney Plus series. I guess this isn't The Mandalorian. This is some other Disney thing, some other Star Wars thing on Disney. He basically says it sucks because I had to lie for so long about what it was and what was happening because they want to just keep everything so secret. And so it's embarrassing to have to lie. He said, basically, it's awkward because the studio and the franchises, they want to keep everything totally secret, which I understand. But as the person being asked over and over, would you do it again, play the role of Obi-Wan Kenobi? And I'm already talking to them about it, but I can't say that I am. Mm-hmm. So for 4 years, I was saying, well, I'd be happy to do it again. I'm just waiting for the call. It was embarrassing. Lying. That's got to suck.
Well, we do crazy things for boatloads
of money.
And art.
Money! Yeah, and art. And that too.
Right.
Money! And art. Dave Chappelle received the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor during a ceremony at the Kennedy Center on Sunday night.
Did you watch his last live stand-up yet?
I haven't watched it. Mm. The show was taped. It'll air January 7th on PBS. Celebrities who showed up either to speak or just sit in the audience included Jon Stewart, Marlon Wayans, Chris Tucker, Jeff Ross, Michelle Wolf. We've had Michelle Wolf on. Let's see. George Lopez, Common, Chance the Rapper, Lorne Michaels, Colin Jost, Michael Che, Kenan Thompson, Tiffany Haddish, John Legend was there. Bradley Cooper, Shalalalo, and Aziz Ansari. Eddie Murphy couldn't be there, but he sent a video tribute. Sarah Silverman said during her speech, "It's actually perfect that you're getting the Mark Twain Prize because you both love using the N-word in your masterpieces." I don't know if that'll make the show on January 7th, but it's going to air on PBS. Congratulations to Dave Chappelle.
Well, she said N-word, not the actual word,
she
right?
She said N-word.
Okay, then it'll be in there.
Maybe. LeBron James, Arnold Schwarzenegger, among many stars who have had to evacuate their homes in L.A. In this Getty fire down there. Mm-hmm. LeBron wrote, "Had to emergency evacuate my house. I've been driving around with my family trying to get a room." I guess, when lots of people are evacuated, lots of rooms are already taken. So this was early Monday morning. It looks like it started at 1:30 local time by the 405 freeway. And they tell you all that goes west to here and north to here. And he says, "Man, these LA fires are no joke. Had to emergency evacuate my house. Trying to get rooms. No luck so far."
He's new to the West Coast, so there is...
He says, "Sad for all the families in the area that could be affected by the fires. Now, pretty please, get to safety ASAP. My best wishes as well to the first responders right now doing what they do best." Arnold Schwarzenegger, former governor of California... wrote that he evacuated about 3:30 in the morning, Monday morning, and urged other people in the evacuation zones to do the same. "If you're in an evacuation zone, don't screw around. Get out. Right now, I'm grateful for the best firefighters in the world, the true action heroes who charge into the danger to protect their fellow Californians." California.
That is totally unnecessary. That... completely unnecessary.
It's fun. Good times. And more. Yep. And more shutoffs today. Another wind event tonight, everybody. So be careful out there. All right, what's coming up in the news, Vinny?
We have a big birthday and a strange neighborhood and more after.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show, where songs never end. They just go on and on. I love that tune. Thanks, Jane. That's a nice one. I'm thinking Toad the Wet Sprocket. We spotted the ocean tomorrow. Yeah, that'd be a nice one. Remember that one? Don't play it, because she gets mad when you play the song, remember? She was all mad at you for playing him. Jealousy.
Who did you just say?
Toad the Wet Sprocket?
No.
Yes.
No.
That's the one. Don't do it. Stop it. We spotted the ocean.
Oh, is that them?
Isn't that the song?
I don't know.
That's what I'm thinking of. Don't do it. Stop it. Don't do it. It's time for the news. Thanks, Jane. Love you, too.
You're the best.
Honey. Little honey.
Now you call her honey?
She's my baby. My boo. You're playing a game called hard to get by its real name.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. It's an app where you can get the app at the App Store or Play Store or wherever. Yeah. And then you get Radio.com, and then you can listen to the radio wherever you are.
Right.
In the world.
Anywhere. At any time. Day or night.
Big investment for this company. And
$1 billion investment.
They worked real hard on it, and we'd like you to enjoy it.
For free.
Right.
Just have it. Just have it.
Please. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start with, what turns 50 today? What turns 50?
What or who?
What turns 50 today?
My uterus. Actually, I guess that's older than that.
Yeah, I mean, isn't
the last decrepit thing.
that come into the picture at a later date?
Let's see. What would be 50?
1969.
Is that a song? No. 50 years ago today, on October 29th, 1969, the internet was born.
Oh, really? What is that good for?
They say it was a humble beginning, a single login from a computer terminal at UCLA in LA to Stanford Research Institute in the Bay Area.
Wow.
And it was the tiny baby step that would eventually start the World Wide Web.
Took it a long time to catch fire, but once it did, ouch!
So I was looking up.
Fire jokes. Jesus.
I know, I keep doing the same. Ugh. Oh, I lost it already. I was writing it down.
That's impossible.
I looked up the birth date of, like, Google.
Oh.
20. Oh. 21, I think.
Wow.
I looked up Apple 40-something. Is that possible?
Well, yeah, because in the 80s... they had the Macintosh thing, right? I mean,
April 1st, 76.
And by the middle of the '80s, everybody had one of those little boxes on
Salesforce. You know, the giant tower we look at. It only took them 20 years to build a fortune to build a tower.
Remember when they used to advertise on Alice when we worked at the other
Salesforce?
Building?
Salesforce, no.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they had like.
I don't.
I'm like, what's Salesforce.com?
That's great. Remember though when Alice started. They didn't know what to do with all the money that was coming in.
It was crazy.
Chipshot.com was a golf site.
Yep.
And it was, we had that stuff everywhere.
Yep.
Yeah.
Tees and all the
golf clubs and
golf
everything.
Stuff was everywhere. Pets.com.
Mm-hmm. Which so went many away things have come and gone. Yeah.
With
so
the little
many
pet puppet, the little dog puppet.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's just interesting to see.
We actually did a thing called the dot-com-a-rama.
Yeah.
Where people would come and
share
just
whatever
be
they
like
had.
Oh my god, this is amazing. It's a wonderland of arama dama comma
the ding dong
right.
Yeah, I cannot. Anyway, I went and looked them all up and I had a list of
internet
company birth dates, but they're very in a short time they've built immense fortunes.
Yeah,
incredible.
And lost them.
Well, yeah, I mean Yahoo came on and they went away and
there she is, Marissa.
I feel bad. Remember that Jerry Yang, the dude who started it?
What happened?
Well, he took his money and split, but it was clear he was trying to save that company for a long time and just didn't pull it.
Nope. Bummer. Google just took over. I always thought Yahoo would be the big one. Suddenly Google was everywhere. And Google's into everything now. Everything.
Yeah. Jerry Yang's worth $1.7
billion. He's
right.
He's doing okay.
Fine.
Cool.
Yeah, Google is 21.
Didn't he come on our show one time?
At the time, he was the richest guy we'd ever had in studio.
And you were calling him Wang?
I did not.
You did.
I also remember that Krauss kid who started Excite.
Oh, right. Oh.
And I remember when they went big, he went right out and bought like a Lamborghini or something.
Of course. Why wouldn't you?
And he was like, well, I got a bunch of money.
Got a billion
Why
dollars,
wouldn't I?
Right.
And I don't. That guy Excite went away long before most of these other companies did.
He sold it and went. All right, this is great. I'm free of that, and that's going nowhere. And
tapping out.
Joe Krause, does that sound right?
Joe Krause, I think. What's he worth?
Doesn't say.
Uh oh, too many Lamborghinis.
Maybe.
Or he's fine.
Or he's just fine. Exactly.
Right. I should mention, although we've mentioned it all morning long, more than 25 million. Californians are under red flag warnings as fires burn across the state. It's not just up here. It's down south as well. Obviously, this is a major issue for all of us as they're in some places getting power back on. They're already threatening that the power shutoffs are about to start again. In some places, your power never came back on.
Right.
And I imagine they'll knock on your door and kick you in the shins. I mean, what else can they do to you? You've been off for 5 days.
You can't hurt me anymore. There's nothing you can do.
So I don't know how that's going to play out, but we do have a spot on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page where you can click on the link and type in your address, and it'll give you an estimated time
of
when your stuff will be turned off. I was told for us it's 11 o'clock tonight.
Oh.
At my house.
That means you'll get all day. I'd kill to have power until 11 tonight.
It'd be nice to... You seem to really want to kill people.
Give me an excuse. Oh, wait, I already have one.
You do?
I just, you know, I, oh my God. Yesterday, because as everyone was getting their power back in Marin, like a bunch of places got their power back. And I'm like, oh God, please. Just enough time for me to do laundry and have a hot shower. Just that. I just want an hour. Please, just an hour. Nope.
Well, I checked your pits and those are fine.
Yeah, but my hair is super gross.
Well,
I just don't think I got it. I don't think I got everything rinsed out of it the other night because it was a freezing cold, ice cold shower. Wow, poor me.
Can't you just...
What? Put it in a ponytail
no,
under a hat?
No, it's just cold. Just be in there. Just
can't
be
do
in
it. It's too cold. It's already freezing in the house.
Man, you know what's weird? Is you're supposed to be drawn from hard stock. You're one of those.
I'm soft. I've been out here too long.
Massachusetts people.
Please, I wasn't crazy. I didn't roll around in the snow naked.
You ever met a purse of Southie? They're tough.
Oh, those Southie chicks. Yeah, they'll get you.
Right. What do you mean, what? You're the one who told me about Southie chicks.
Oh, they're hard.
Mean what?
Well, they're not going to take a cold shower either.
Yeah, they are.
They just won't put up with
it. They'll deal with that just fine.
No, they won't. They breathe their fire into the water.
I'm not afraid of you, cold water.
I'm afraid of you. I'm standing there and I put my finger in it and like
oh,
goose flesh all over my body. It's like, I can't do it. It's splashing on my ankle.
You should boil some water and take a bath. How about that? Catch me outside.
Yeah.
Boil some water?
Yeah.
Yeah, boil some, like
what's
a,
with you?
Like a big pot of water and dump it in the cold bathtub and you have warm water to take it.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have done that already.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, Sarah.
Well, my crack's all right, so I let it be. That's a good idea. I don't do that. I'm taking a bath in forever.
Just hire someone to boil you water, too.
Who can I hire?
Tell me the name.
You're right. I'll go boil some water. That's a good idea.
Boys!
Our gas bill is going to be through the roof.
Oh, no, it's not.
I'm going to use it for everything.
Oh. Listen to this weird story.
All right.
Last year, six people in Tennessee who'd been friends since they were kids decided they wanted to buy a giant patch of land, build houses there, and live together in their own private neighborhood with their families.
Like a commune.
It's not a commune, but it does sound like one, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Really, what they thought was, and they did this, they pooled their money and bought 32 acres of farmland in Hendersonville, Tennessee, just outside Nashville. Nashville is a happening spot now.
Yeah, it's lovely there, too.
All the videos our boss takes, he'll be there on business trips mm-hmm. for music stuff. The streets are, it's like Vegas. The streets are filled with people roaming in and out of these bars, going from club to club, listening to music. Yeah. In Nashville. Anyway, they bought 32 acres of farmland in Hendersonville. They built six big houses there and split the cost of getting things like power and plumbing. So these six friends and their spouses and their 17 total children Jesus. Are now all living together in their own neighborhood. They built it. It's theirs.
Yeah.
One of them said, yeah, it has its challenges. You mixing six families are, you know.
Did they fence the whole thing and have a gate at the front?
I don't have a picture
That's
of it.
Neat.
I wish I did. They have, you know.
32 acres. That's a lot of land.
We're not trying to be a commune, but create a community where the children can romp and play and adults are probably having more fun than the kids because we're all friends. We grew up together.
That's cool. I love that idea.
Do you?
I do. I've often thought it would be really fun to get just some land somewhere up north and just have everybody just buy a trailer, you know, and just lug it up there. And then we can have weekends up there and, you know, put them all in a circle and string lights between them and
Let
have
me
a
guess.
Fire pit in the middle.
And play a guitar and get wasted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else would you do?
Same thing you do here, though. Why would you move?
That's what we'd be out there. We'd be up in the out. We'd be outdoors, and we'd be peeing in pits. It's great.
You of all people.
Listen, I love camping. I'm doing it at my house right now. More of that, please.
Top five things we do. Top things we do to start our day off right. At number one is coffee.
Yeah, coffee. Oh my God, I've been drinking cold coffee every morning.
Oh, boy, you really are on
I'm
a
miserable.
Tear. You're
I'm
just
miserable.
Wine and wine and wine.
Well,
at least
I'm
your
really
house
good
isn't
at it.
In fire, for
I know,
crying out
Vinny,
loud.
I know. I feel bad.
Popeye's chicken sandwiches officially return this Sunday, everybody. So if you've been dying to try it, I guess you'll have your chance to get your... They debuted on August 12th, and it was so popular, they ran out of sandwiches in 2 weeks.
And so now they've got them... How much are they back forever? They're going to be able to keep them in stock.
I have to assume if they're going to provide everybody a launch date, that they must have stocked up on the supplies needed. Mm. I mean, that's the trick. Every business has its tricks. I imagine
they want them to sell out.
They
that's
have
what,
to
they
figure
want it to be
out,
a thing.
You know, supply and demand.
I think they're going to let.
Like
they're going to go about 8 days. They're going to say, "Oh, we're out again, Bob. You're going to have to wait." And then because people will flood in, so every couple weeks they can be like, "Ah, we got them again." People flood in.
Maybe
sell a bunch of chicken sandwiches. People keep coming. They can't get the sandwich. They buy something else. Oh, I was in the mood for chicken.
A guy named Michael Locklear, is the mayor of Monk's Corner, South Carolina. Back in August, he and his adult son were playing in a rec league adult kickball game with their team, Recreational Hazard.
Oh, Recreational Hazard.
What's your husband's baseball team?
Fans of Bacon.
Fans of Bacon.
Softball.
Softball. Do they really love bacon so much? Or did
no,
they...
they thought, here's a name.
All right. Michael's son was running toward home to score near the end of a game. Their opponents, the Toe Jammers, hit him in the back of the leg with the ball. And the umpire, a 43-year-old guy named Graylin Moran Jr., called him out. I guess that's how you tag someone out. You got to hit him with the ball.
Okay.
It's like...
you don't have to be holding on to it. You can whip it at somebody. And
what was... It was like dodgeball that you played where you nail someone and they're out, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Michael Locklear, the mayor of Monk's Corner, immediately got in Graylin's face. That's the ump who called his son out. And shouted that his son had already scored before he was hit. Graylin didn't change his call, and at one point Michael said, quote, "I own this town. I'm going to have your job."
Oh, my God. I hate when people, I think that's ugly.
Oh, yeah, it's ugly.
I don't like the whole, don't you know who I am, or I own this town. Like, I own this town, too. All own this town. We all own houses here.
Then he did it. 2 days later, Graylin got a text from his boss telling him, "You're fired."
Oh.
Graylin made about $1,200 a season from umping, and so now he's filing a lawsuit against Michael for abusing his mayoral powers to get him fired.
Yeah, that's wrong. So is he going to win or what?
Yeah.
I hope he gets some money off of that, too.
Well, money, I mean, really?
Yeah, I want him to get some money. I want that
It's not
that
like they turned his power off. I mean...
want that mayor to have to pay him.
All right.
I get that you want to stick up for your kid, but Jesus, you know? It's the ref, or the ump, whatever. He made the call. You got to just go with that.
Yep.
You win some, you lose some. This is the lesson to be learned in all of it.
You're supposed to be having fun, right. Mayor Michael.
Hello. If I got to be at this game, I want my kid to be the star. I own this town.
A guy in North Carolina named Ronnie Foster has been fighting colon cancer, and he was recently heading to his final round of chemo, so he was already in a pretty good mood.
Oh.
Then on his way to his appointment, he stopped at a gas station and bought a $1 lottery ticket and won $5.
Oh.
So then he bought two more tickets, and one of them hit for $200,000.
Oh, my God.
Yay. He claimed his prize on Friday and ended up with $141,000 after taxes.
He'll almost be able to pay off all the chemotherapy costs.
Ronnie says he has pretty good health insurance, which covered most of his cancer treatments, but
perfect.
He'll still end up with some hefty medical bills, so he's going to use some of the money to pay that off, and he's saving the rest.
That's great. It was his lucky day.
Yep.
Yep.
Damn.
By the way,
yes,
I had it around here somewhere.
Your filing system's amazing.
Thank you. Economists say the minimum amount of money you need to have in your emergency fund. I always look at these every time. It's like almost clickbait for me. Do I have enough
to get me through?
Based on what they say. Right. And this year, our savings just got. I don't want to use the word rape because that's not. PC, but
decimated.
Our savings got decimated.
Was it the wedding?
Well, the wedding and the fence.
Fence.
Had some big expenses this year.
And a
baby.
Two kids. Mm. Not one. Two of them. How'd that happen?
Do you need me to outline that for you?
No.
Biological process.
Anyway, we're working on replenishing that savings, but I'm always curious what they say.
Right.
And they say, according to this story I'm reading, often the number that you would get from a story like this is too high. Like, for example, they say you should have 15,000 squirreled away. Most people don't make enough money to have that much sitting in an unusable
reserve
fund.
Using that for a house or something.
They say that a more realistic amount for low-income households is to specifically aim for about $2,500. That's your backup safety net cash in the bank, or
right, cover your rent for a month,
get you from 1 week.
That doesn't sound like enough.
It doesn't either. No.
Well, maybe because we're judging this by California standards. $15,000 doesn't sound like enough.
Yeah, where's the story out of?
Well, that's a good point.
Alabama.
But if you're listening to this story and you go, I don't have $2,500 either, maybe aim for that.
Yeah.
Like, that's a good
spot. And get those credit cards paid off. Let's get those down. You don't need that. Just don't.
I know the feeling, though. Man, if I get this jacket into the mix, I am going to be, you know what?
I don't know what, earning more money? I don't, what are you
no,
going to be?
No, I just,
the chicks
now
are gonna
I'm really going to be happening. Oh. This is going to complete
just
me.
Just don't do it. Pay
wait
that
till you
down.
See me in this new hat.
New hat, huh?
Who doesn't need a $500 ball cap?
I don't need one.
Nobody needs it. That's my point, is I'm trying to say that there you are.
Right.
Looking at that thing you think you really need.
You can just make your coffee at home, you know?
I do that.
Yeah, me too. I don't want to pay a couple bucks for a cup of coffee. I just don't want to.
Right.
You know, there's ways to save.
Oh, except that you can't make it right now, can you?
Well, we cook it on the grill.
Oh, good.
And the night before, and let it drip. You know, it's like one of those camping things.
Uh-huh,
the percolator at
right.
the top.
Yeah.
And then in the morning, it's cold, and I pour it into my thermos, and I go to
you
work.
You just leave it outside?
No, I bring it in, put it on the stove.
All right. Sounds fun.
If we had a gas stove, I'd be able to heat stuff up right in my house.
Yeah, we have a gas stove.
You don't have that.
We got a lighter right there. You just go.
Yeah. Yep.
Fun.
Yeah, we don't have that.
Our text number is 800-400-36. All those remodels, and you didn't know to put in a gas stove.
Well, we went for
my
induction.
God.
We went for induction. We took out the gas stove and put in an induction top, and it's great. But
the
when there's no electricity.
The band room went away and became, I forget what was in between, the sewing room and the...
It was an office.
An office.
Yeah.
Was it an
room,
office?
The naked room?
Oh, the naked gym.
That
then
was a
became
gas
a...
Yeah. Yeah.
Get rid of the tank water heater as well. Get a tank.
I don't want a tank water. I don't want to. I just
get a small one for a
bit. You know what I want? I want my electricity to work. That's
well,
all.
Sorry. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, apparently not.
Anytime soon for the next 10 years. Get ready.
I'll make other arrangements.
Oh, I'm out of time, but I will read all the texts after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.